How long's your lunch?
About an hour.
Yeah, good. What are you doing?
Making up a picnic basket for Tom and Brenda.
Picnic?
Hmm. They're going ice skating in Felpersham.
Why don't they stay and have lunch with us?
I think they'd rather be on their own.
Well, they'll have the whole afternoon. Seems daft to miss a good Sunday rose.
They'll be back for tea and birthday cake with us. And then I'm going over to Kirsty's and Mum's going round to Kathy's. What are you doing?
Well, I don't know yet.
Dad!
Yes, OK.
I've promised Tom and Brenda they can have the house to themselves.
I understand.
It's not too much to ask, is it? And I know Tom will be really grateful.
Oh, why will I be really grateful?
I'm just organising your evening for you.
I thought we had a quiet evening in planned.
Well, that's not as easy as it sounds. Now, isn't it time you were fetching Brenda?
Yep, I was just on my way.
Well, don't forget this.
What's this?
Your lunch.
Oh, Helen.
A picnic in February.
Blue sky and sunshine out there.
Not my idea of fun.
It's a perfect day for it.
I've put in hot coffee and even a little bottle of brandy.
Oh, wow.
It's open.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello.
You want on your own?
Yeah, Ruth's doing a little stint in the lambing shed.
Oh, good for her.
And the kids are, I don't know, watching the telly probably. It's what they usually do as soon as Ruth's back's done.
Right.
So, how was Hungry?
Fine.
Debbie okay?
Yes, she's fine.
Good.
I stopped off in Germany on my way home.
Yeah, well, you said you were going to.
To see Rory and Siobhan. I was worried.
You were worried that she might have met someone else, yes, you told me.
Well, she hasn't. No, it was nothing like that.
And have you told Jennifer?
Jenny? No, of course not.
But Brian...
Well, there's no point. It would only upset her.
It's going to upset her a whole lot more when she finds out.
Well, she's not going to find out.
You reckon?
Well, why should she?
Brian, don't you think when you've been married as long as you and Jennifer, and you know the other person so well that you can tell if they're being less than honest with you?
No.
Well, in my experience...
David, Siobhan and I were together for over a year. Jenny didn't have a clue.
But you promised her, when it was all over...
And it is all over. There's nothing between us. But she's still the mother of my son, and she's been very ill lately.
Oh.
Yeah, some damn virus thing. Very debilitating for her.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
She couldn't cope on her own, so she went back to Ireland. Went to stay with her mother.
Well, good for her.
But she doesn't get on with her mother, David. I mean, why do you think she lives in Germany?
But... If she needed help...
Why didn't she call on me?
What?
I've said to her time and time again, if there's anything she needs, anything at all...
What do you expect her to do, Brian? Pick up the phone and call Home Farm?
No.
Say, I'm not very well. Can we come and stay?
Of course not.
Sounds to me like she did the sensible thing.
I just thought... I thought she understood that she could always turn to me in a crisis.
Well, she obviously coped perfectly well on her own.
I wouldn't call running home to mother coping well.
It's her choice.
All right, but more importantly, Rory is my son. I don't think it's right that he should be taken to another country without me knowing.
Why not?
Because I need to know where he is.
What, you expect her to consult you about every little thing?
It's not a little thing. It's... God, it's hard enough as it is maintaining a bond with him. I mean, I suppose it's inevitable. The older he gets, the more gaps there are going to be in my knowledge of him. But it makes me feel so, so bereft.
Look, Brian, I understand that it's difficult for you, but why are you telling me all this?
I have to talk to someone.
Yeah, okay. But does it have to be me?
Backwards?
It's actually easier to skate backwards.
Yeah, right, you're having me on.
No, honestly.
Well, I think I'll stick with forwards at the moment.
Chicken. Mm. So, good birthday.
So far, absolutely brilliant.
It was actually Helen's idea. She came here with Greg's kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor old Helen.
What?
I was just thinking... First Greg and then that prat Ross. She doesn't have much luck with men, does she?
Yeah, well, neither did I till you came along.
Ah, oh, come here, you. So much for trying to be romantic.
One thing at a time, just concentrate on staying upright.
Yes, Mum.
Oh, Helen's ever so much better, isn't she?
Certainly seems a lot more cheerful.
Counselling seems to be going really well.
I reckon.
Don't you?
Well, I just don't think an hour a week of talking about herself is really going to solve her problems.
Yeah, it's not just talking, though, is it? It's more about, you know, finding practical solutions.
If you say so.
Don't be such a cynic.
I'm not.
Look at all the trouble she's gone to today. I just went to her and said, any idea for Tom's birthday, and next thing I know, she's organised the whole thing.
Oh, right, and that's going to improve her love life, is it?
It's not about her love life, it's about her looking outside herself, you know? Mm. Not fixating on her own problems.
Hey, I'll tell you something.
What?
This ice rink would be a brilliant place to bring the gourmet grills van.
Tom!
What? I could park it outside.
I told you, you're not allowed to talk about work.
I know, but you've got to admit...
Right.
No, don't let go of me. No, please, give me a hand.
You promised no work.
Give me your hand.
Oh, I wish I had my camera.
Oh, well, thanks for the sympathy.
Come on, up you get.
I think I feel the need for hot coffee and brandy.
I'm just trying to explain.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Why it hurts me so much. I mean, the last time I saw Rory, we had such a great time.
You told me.
Did I?
At considerable length.
I really started to feel that I was part of his life. Okay, only a very small part, but significant nevertheless.
Brian.
And now I'm in effect being told that I don't matter a jot.
You're not.
To either of them.
Look.
That it's none of my business if Siobhan is ill or if Rory's carted halfway around the world.
Brian, please, I don't want to hear any more. You've got no one to blame but yourself. You've got to let Siobhan get on with her life the best way that she can.
All right. I'm not saying it's anyone's fault. It's just, it hurts me.
Well, tough.
Knowing that my little boy...
No, enough, Brian. I'm sorry. But I don't want to be a party to your continuing deceit of Jennifer.
Well, what she doesn't know can't hurt her.
No. That is not good enough. You can't go around cheating on people. Ruth.
Sorry. Am I interrupting?
No, not at all.
Bit of a lull in the lambing shed, so I thought I'd come in and grab a cup of tea. Anyone else?
No, thanks.
David?
Thanks.
Time I was going, actually.
How are things in Hungary? Debbie, okay?
Debbie? Fine, yeah. She's doing really well.
Good.
Well, I must, Sorry. I'm sorry to have taken up so much of your time, David.
Oh, it's okay.
Bye, then. Bye, Ruth.
See you. What's up with him?
Oh, nothing.
Have you two had a row?
No, of course not. It's just he...
What?
He will insist on...
Tell me.
No, it's nothing. I'm just being silly.
What?
No, it doesn't matter.
David!
No, it's really not important. Look... You put your feet up for a while. I'll see to the use.
But there's really nothing to do just now.
Well, best to keep an eye on things. They not lambs like pop out when you least expect them.
But David, the...
I'll see you later, okay?
Supper's in the oven. It'll be ready in about 40 minutes.
Oh, great.
Smells wonderful.
Daniel pudding's in the fridge.
I should have a birthday more often.
So, enjoy your evening.
Yeah, and you, and, well, thanks for all this.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Ah, glass of wine, madam?
Yes, please. Oh, I could get used to this.
So could I.
Isn't it bliss? Be able to spread out on the sofa.
Yep, put your feet up on the coffee table.
Have a kiss.
And know that your parents are not going to walk in the middle of it.
Mm. Oh, Tom. Mm.
I've been thinking, actually. Why don't we get a place of our own?
What?
A place of our own. Just you and me.
Are you asking me to move in with you?
Well, don't you want to?
Of course I do. Oh,
Tom, that would be such heaven.
Wouldn't it?
Can we afford a place of our own?
Well, probably, just about. I mean, the business is on a sound footing now, and there are some really good mortgage deals about.
Oh, you're thinking of buying somewhere?
Yeah.
But prices around here just...
I know.
The thing is, Tom...
What?
Well, I'd like to contribute something.
No,
I'm pretty much skint.
I know. You're a poor, penniless student. So what?
Just doesn't seem fair.
So I have to support you for a couple of years while you finish your degree. Isn't it more important that we're together?
Yeah, but...
What the hell?
It's all right. It's only me.
It's your dad.
He wasn't supposed to be home for hours yet.
Oh, he's probably just forgotten something. Come back for his... I don't know.
We're in here.
Hello, you two.
Hiya.
Oh, it's nice and cosy in here.
What are you doing here, Dad?
The ball was like a morgue tonight. Absolutely no one there. And Sid was in a foul mood.
Why?
Well, I've no idea. But I thought to myself, I'm not going to spend the entire evening sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
Dad?
Yes, I know. Your special evening. Well, I won't interrupt. I'll go and sit in the kitchen. As soon as I've warmed up a bit. It's absolutely arctic out there.
Would you like a glass of wine?
Hmm? Yeah, well, that would be lovely. If you're sure you can spare it.
Yeah, I'll go and fetch another glass.
No, I'll do it. You stay there. You look so comfy curled up on the sofa. I need to find my slippers anyway.
Well, that's it decided.
What?
One way or another, we are going to have to get a place of our own.
You only just caught me.
Well, you're not closing this early, surely?
No, it's just Amy. Franks is supposed to be taking over as soon as she gets home from college.
Oh, I've run out of bread. I was convinced there was another loaf in the freezer.
Oh, not much left, I'm afraid.
This'll do for toast in the morning.
I do hope she's not going to be late.
What?
Amy. It's our anniversary, you see, Neil and me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Well, it was yesterday, actually.
How many years?
23. And we're supposed to be having this dinner party.
Oh, lovely.
I'm beginning to wish we'd booked a restaurant, though. I've got so much preparation to do still.
Oh, how many have you got coming?
Oh, just the family. That's all you want, is it?
Yes. Mm. And I think that's the right money.
Thanks. Or at least it was going to be the family. Only now Emma's going out.
Oh?
Yeah. Suddenly decided when she heard Christopher's girlfriend was coming.
Well, don't they get on?
Well, it's not that. It's just Venetia. To be honest, I think Emma finds her a bit intimidating.
And is she?
What?
Intimidating.
Oh, no. No, she's okay. Perfectly charming, really. Only one problem as far as I'm concerned.
What's that?
She's a vegetarian.
Ah.
It's so much more complicated cooking vegetarian. I suppose it's just that I'm not used to it.
Your kids never went through a vegetarian phase?
Oh, no, thank goodness.
Oh, I don't know, the lengths we go to accommodate our kids,
eh? I know.
We actually had to leave the house last night.
What, completely?
Just so Tom could have an evening alone with Brenda. Oh.
And you'll never guess what happened on Friday night.
No idea.
You're not going to believe this. You just couldn't make it up.
What?
Anyone with half a brain cell would have kept well away. But no, he has to dive right in.
What are you talking about, Nisha?
My brother. He is such a prat.
What's he done now?
Only got himself arrested.
Did he?
He's DJing at this 21st party, right? And this fight breaks out.
What about?
No idea. Some girl, probably. It's what it's usually about, isn't it? Anyway, it all starts to get a bit out of hand and Basti's worrying about his equipment.
His what?
His decks, you know. Christopher, you've got a mind like a sewer. Anyway, he weighs in trying to stop this fight, only of course he gets battered for his pains.
Was he hurt?
Got hit on the nose, which bled all down his shirt front. Only somebody's called the police.
Oh, no.
So he gets carted off with the rest of them and ends up spending the night in the cells because Mum and Dad are at this charity bash and there's no one around to bail him out.
You're kidding.
Hilarious or what? I mean, I know it's not in the same league as having an armed robber in the family.
Nisha.
That is so cool.
I really shouldn't have told you that.
Why not?
You absolutely mustn't say anything in front of my mum.
This is her brother, right?
My Uncle Clive, yeah. Only he's caused my mum so much grief. She gets dead embarrassed.
Why?
Wouldn't you? If your brother got done for, like, arson.
arson.
That's what he's banged up for now.
Wow.
So you must promise me, right? That you won't say I told you.
Okay, not a problem. You're so lucky, you know.
Why?
Having all these crazy relations. My family are such a stuffy lot.
Oh, I hope you tore that lettuce.
Oh, stop it, Neil.
Didn't cut it with a knife.
And put some shoes on.
What?
You can't sit down to dinner in your slippers.
Why not? It's my house.
Not those slippers, anyway.
My wedding anniversary.
With your big toe sticking out. What happened to the ones Emma bought you for Christmas?
Oh, they're not comfy like these. What are we having for dinner?
These onion tartlets, followed by a sort of vegetable bake.
What, like cauliflower cheese?
No.
I like cauliflower cheese.
Oh, if you want to make yourself useful, you can open those bottles of wine.
What, both of them?
Let them breathe.
Well, that's rubbish, you know.
What is?
About letting wine breathe. I read it in a magazine. The amount of air that can get into the bottle...
Just do it, Neil, OK? Corkscrew's in the left-hand drawer.
I thought wine came in screw-top bottles these days.
We're having something a bit better tonight.
Well, it's nice, that Argentinian red.
Oh, and you, of course, know all about wine.
Hiya.
Oh, you're here already?
Not too early, are we?
Oh, no, perfect timing. Hello, Nisha.
Hi, Susan. Lovely to see you.
Oh, we're really pleased you could come.
So kind of you to invite me. And Neil.
Evening.
I bought you a bottle of wine.
Well, thank you.
If it's all right, it should be. I nicked it from Daddy's cellar and he's the most frightful wine snob. Oh, Susan, how did you know?
What?
Underwood's onion tartlets. My absolute favourite.
Oh, they're not Underwood's.
Aren't they?
I made them myself.
You didn't? What? Pastry and everything?
Yes.
Gosh, aren't you clever?
Christopher, why don't you...
And where on earth did you find the time? Because you have a full-time job and everything,
don't
you?
Why don't you take Nisha into the...
My mum's never had a job in her life, but she wouldn't dream of making pastry.
Take Nisha into the sitting room.
Yeah, okay.
What would you like to drink, Nisha?
Ooh, I could murder a glass of fizz.
Fizz? Champagne.
Oh. I'm so sorry, I didn't think. I've got some white wine.
Fine, lovely, not a problem.
I thought Mike or Neil or someone would be there, but the place was deserted.
So you came home?
Yeah, you passed me the butter.
What time is this?
Oh, I don't know, 7:30.
Oh, Tony.
Well, I sat here in the kitchen.
What, all evening?
Yes. Well, had a glass of wine with them first, you know, just to be sociable.
But then you came in here?
Yes. Only then their dinner was ready, so they came in here too. And Brenda invited me to join them.
And you said yes?
Well, she wouldn't have asked if she didn't want me to.
She was being polite.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
The whole point of yesterday evening was to give Tom and Brenda time alone. No wonder he's talking about finding a place of his own.
Is he?
Well, hasn't he said anything to you?
No, I haven't seen him today.
Oh, he and I had quite a long chat about it. He wants to move in with Brenda.
What, at Willow Farm?
No. Get somewhere for the two of them, together.
Oh. Well, that's a bit sudden, isn't it?
I gather he's been thinking about it for quite some time.
Oh. Not my fault, then.
What?
Last night, intruding on their cosy evening.
Probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, this is so yummy, Susan. You're never going to tell me you made this as well.
She was slaving over a hot stove half the night, weren't you, love?
Don't be silly, Neil.
I don't know how you do it.
So, are you looking forward to the ball on Thursday?
Or the pony club?
Mm.
Yeah, it should be good fun, eh, Chris?
Don't know. Never been to a ball before.
Lower Loxley's got a fab ballroom.
I used to work for Elizabeth Pargeter's dad.
Who?
Phil Archer, over Brookfield Farm. I was his pig man.
Elizabeth's married to the bloke who owns Lower Loxley.
I bought this outrageous dress. You are going to just love it, Chris.
For the ball?
Halter neck, backless, and cut really low at the front. It's always the way, isn't it? The less material there is in a dress, the more it costs. Completely maxed out my credit card. My dad's going to have a fit when he sees the bill. It's such a shame you can't come.
Oh, yes. We'd have loved to, wouldn't we, Neil? Mm.
Can you pass me another bit of bread, Christopher?
We've got a family birthday party. Yeah. Christopher's Auntie Tracy, her partner.
Auntie Tracy? Is she related to the wicked Uncle Clive?
Misha. What have you been saying, Christopher?
Sorry. Me and my big mouth. Always putting my foot in it. But I do so envy Chris having such wicked relations. When I say boring, all they care about is money.
So, what happened to Emma?
Oh, she went out. She was so sorry to have missed you, Nisha.
Oh, me too. I do so admire Emma. How on earth does she manage to look after a baby while doing all those jobs? Working in the cafe and the cleaning. I just collapse under the strain of it all.
Oh, Christopher.
Sorry.
I'll fetch a cloth.
Oh, Nisha, it's come all over your dress.
Oh, it's okay. It's only a little splash.
But red wine, it'll stain.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, look, you must take it off and let me soak it
No, this dress is so last season anyway. And I've worn it way too often. Time it went to a charity shop.
Oh, I think it's madness.
Well,
don't you?
Well, it's difficult to see what else he can do if he wants to stay living round here.
Well, he can hardly move away, can he?
No.
All his work is here in Ambridge, but prices around here are astronomical.
Well, Tom says he can borrow up to 5 times his annual earnings.
Yeah, but this is what I think is so crazy. What are your repayments going to be like on a sum like that?
Yeah, but if the banks are prepared to lend that sort of money...
You have nothing left to live on.
They must be confident they can get their money back.
Banks win either way, don't they? Mortgage doesn't get paid, they repossess the property.
You had enough?
Hmm? Oh, yes, that was lovely, thanks.
Well, I suppose he went for an interest-only loan.
Oh, not a good idea.
Well, he wouldn't have to borrow so much. Oh, pass me a plate.
But then you're gambling on house prices continuing to rise, aren't you?
Mm.
Now, remember what happened in 88? All those people stuck with negative equity?
But if we helped him out...
How do you mean?
Well, we could give him a bit towards a deposit, couldn't we?
Well, yes, but we couldn't run to more than a few thousand. He'd still be stuck with an enormous mortgage.
So you think it's a non-starter?
Well, it's Tom's decision, of course, but...
Well, he's quite set his heart on it.
Well, if he takes my advice, which he probably won't, he should think very hard before saddling himself with that sort of debt.
Now, are you sure you'll be all right getting home?
Better ask Chris. Will I be safe with you, Chris?
You only had the one glass of wine, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm all right to drive.
That's not what I meant.
Shut up, Misha.
You can always stay the night.
Oh, that is so sweet of you, Susan.
No, really, Mum.
I can easily make up the bed in the spare room.
The spare room?
Come on, Misha, let's get going.
Oh, you can be so bossy, can't he? Thank you so much, Susan, and you too, Mel. It's been a lovely evening.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Good night. What on earth possessed you to say that?
What?
Offering her the spare room.
Oh, I was only being polite.
Polite? I gave up on polite a couple of hours ago. I couldn't wait to get that stuck-up, patronising little madam out of my house.
Oh, come on, Neil. She's not that bad.
And I sincerely hope we won't be having her around here again.
Well, not soon, no.
Not ever. That was a horrible evening.
It was a bit sticky, wasn't it? But if Christopher's keen on her...
Oh, Susan. Let's just pray the lad comes to his senses.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
You winding me up?
Me?
Has been known.
No, I had a lovely time. They're so sweet, your parents. So old-fashioned. Your mum just creases me up.
What's so funny?
I can easily make up the bed in the spare room. I mean, what century is she living in?
Misha, stop it.
What?
That's my mum you're talking about. Say what you like about your own family, but don't criticise mine, okay?
Come on, you stupid thing.
Oh. Morning.
Oh, Brent, you couldn't give me a hand, could you?
Nope, sorry.
Oh, what?
I told you, I've got a lecture.
Before you go.
I've got my clean clothes on.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
I just wanted to tell you, I talked to my dad about us getting a place together.
Oh, yeah?
And he didn't go mad.
Did you think he would?
Yeah, I did wonder. I mean, Roy and Hayley are trying to find somewhere, so if I go too, he'll be left on his own, won't he?
I didn't think of that.
But he was okay about it. In fact, he seemed quite chuffed that you and me were, you know, getting it together.
Oh, good.
Did you talk to your mum and dad?
Yeah.
And?
They weren't very encouraging.
They don't want you to go.
No, no, it's not that, but Dad... Well, he spelt it out for me. Just how impractical it would be.
Impractical?
Financially. If I bought somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and he's right. When you add things up like council tax and insurance, utility bills, there'd just be nothing left.
Well, so forget about buying. Let's rent somewhere.
That's not easy around here.
It's not impossible, though. Anyway, we'll talk about it this evening, okay? Can you come round to mine? Only Roy and Hayley are out, and I said I'd babysit.
Okay.
And my dad's meeting Neil for a drink, so once Phoebe's in bed, we should have the place to ourselves.
Excellent.
Make up for Sunday, eh?
Hmm.
Okay, see you later then.
Hiya! What are you doing here? Just checking on the van for the morning. One of the tyres was a wee bit iffy, but Mike must have changed it.
Since when have you been worried about tyre pressures?
Oh, I don't mind the van letting me down before I get to tyres, do you?
Oh, I see. For one dreadful moment, I thought you were being conscientious.
Who, me?
Yeah, whatever gave me that idea.
So, what's with a trailer full of neeps?
They're Swedes.
Same difference.
Well, I got a good deal. £10 a ton.
That's good, is it?
That's brilliant, if I do say so myself.
But what do you want them for?
Cattle feed.
All right.
I got a real problem with silage because of the dry summer.
What sort of problem?
No rain. And grass doesn't grow. No silage.
Oh, I see. So you're short.
Give that man a coconut.
Cows are okay with Swedes, are they?
Well, I was trying to get hold of carrots. Bit easier to handle, aren't they? I phoned half the growers in the county and nothing. And then this bloke said he had a load of Swedes. Supermarket rejects.
Not the same, though, is it?
Same as what?
Carrots. I mean, look at the size of them. I see that, Ian. You could use it as a football.
Careful!
Said it weighs half a ton, nearly broke my toe there.
That's all good solid nourishment, is that?
How's a poor wee cow supposed to get its gub round that?
Well, I'm going to need to chop them up a bit.
How? They're like blocks of wood. You need a chainsaw at the very least.
I should have a root chopper, really.
What's that?
What do you think? It's a machine for chopping roots. We haven't got one anyway, so...
Can you borrow one?
Oh, no need. I can improvise.
How?
Well, I reckon if I spread the Swedes out in the yard and then use the bucket of the tractor, I can sort of bash them with it.
Part of them into submission.
I only need to break them up roughly, don't I?
The stuff got you see.
Brian?
Oh, hello.
Don't usually find you in here over lunchtime.
No, I just... Well, Jenny's gone out, so...
Oh, I see.
Change of scene, you know.
Happy to fend for yourself, eh? Mind if I join you?
No, please do.
Let me get you a drink.
No, thanks, no.
What's that, whiskey?
No, really, Oliver, no, this'll do me. It's just to, you know, keep out the cold.
So, are you and Jennifer going to this ball?
Ball? Mm. Oh, on Thursday, yeah. Yes, Alice has talked her mother into it.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
They make me feel old, these pony club things.
Oh, come on, Brian. You're not ready for the bath chair yet.
Well...
Mm. I hear you've been over to Hungary.
Yes, just a flying visit.
How's it going?
Very well.
Debbie okay?
Yeah, fine. Yep, speaks the language and everything.
Good Lord. I could never get a handle on Hungarian. Very odd language.
Yes.
Yeah, I miss all that.
What?
The Hungarian enterprise. It was quite an adventure, wasn't it, in the beginning?
Hmm.
Still, I haven't been letting the grass grow. I've got rather interested in cheese lately.
Cheese?
Mm. Thinking of making some. You know, branching out from the milk business.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, where's the best place to study cheese? And of course, the answer has to be France.
Yeah.
And it's the SEMA show next week. You know, Paris.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the Paris show.
You ever been?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have, a couple of years ago.
Worth the trip?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Yeah, it was an interesting experience. Much more than I expected.
I'd really love to go, but the trouble is Caroline's up to her neck at work and she really can't get away. I don't fancy going on my own.
Yeah. Tell me something, Oliver. Do you know anything about inheritance tax?
Oh, dear, mortality is weighing heavily on you today, isn't it?
Just when you start to think about retirement...
Yeah, you're not going to retire, are you?
Well, certainly contemplating taking life easier. No more night shifts in the lambing shed for a start.
Yes, I don't think I'm going to volunteer for early morning milking anymore.
So?
What?
Inheritance tax.
Oh, Lord. I haven't given it a thought.
But don't you want your kids to benefit?
My kids are doing all right for themselves, thank God. And anyway, all I've got to leave them is an enormous mortgage.
The farm's exempt, of course.
7 years, isn't it?
Hmm.
If you had things over 7 years before you die, then you don't have to pay the tax.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I suppose it's something one ought to think about. Unless one wants the government copying the lot.
Hmm.
But frankly, at this moment, I'd rather... Well, think about cheese. And going to Paris. And taking Caroline to the ball on Thursday.
Yes, of course. No, it's just I've got a meeting with my accountant tomorrow.
Oh, you have my sympathy.
I thought maybe it's time for a review. Making sure everything's as buttoned up as it can be. For, you know, my children's future.
I've got a better idea.
What?
Why don't you just drive the tractor backwards and forwards across them?
Well, because I'm looking to split them up a bit, not mash them to a pulp.
I'm sure the cows wouldn't mind.
Oh, come back here, you stupid...
That's sweet. Another thing.
What?
How are you going to stop them just rolling away like that?
Oh, well, that's your job.
My job?
And catch any that escape and put them back on the pile.
I'm not here to work. I should be away in my bed.
Oh, come on, Jazz.
I'm only staying to watch the show.
I'll buy you a drink later.
I'll tell you, if this works...
Oh, of course it'll work. Watch and learn, Jazzer. Watch and learn.
Keep going! Keep going! Bit bubba! That's it! I think this might just work. Oh, hold on, you've got some of them trying to make a break for it. Oh, look, here's the boss coming in. Hi, Oliver.
What the hell's going on?
You're just in time to witness the qualifying heat for the boss. It's your Swede Bashing Championships 2007.
What?
Well, you better ask Ed. Between you and me, I think he's having a wee bit of a funny turn.
Oh, sorry about the mess, Oliver.
What on earth are you doing?
Well, you know, I told you the silage was really low. Well, we needed a bit of stock feed from somewhere.
Carrots? You said you were going to get carrots.
No, I couldn't get any. None to be had. But I found this guy with all these Swedes going begging. Bit of superficial damage, turned down by the supermarket. 10 quid a ton.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, that's what I thought. Bought 10 tons.
10 tons?
Aye, 10 tons.
Well, they're just as good nutritionally as carrots, aren't they?
Yeah, if not better.
See, told you.
I never said a word.
Yeah, but what are you doing with the tractor?
Making them bite size.
Well, we haven't got a root chopper, have we?
How very resourceful of you.
Is that what you call it?
Well, that's doing the job, isn't it?
I can see it is. Well, the cows won't have any trouble handling those.
Well, I shouldn't do.
I think that shows great initiative. Well done, Ed.
Thanks.
Actually, I'm quite pleased.
Pleased?
That you've shelved the idea of buying somewhere.
But I thought you wanted to move in with me.
I do. I want it more than anything in the world, but... You know, I've got no money.
It doesn't matter.
It does, though. It matters to me. And if you'd bought a place, then I'd have been just like the lodger.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. That's what it would have felt like, anyway. I wouldn't have been able to contribute in any kind of, well, meaningful way.
Look, the money side of it doesn't matter.
It does to me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's just my stupid pride, but if we rented somewhere, then I could pay my share.
You're not going to give up university?
No, of course not.
Then how?
Well, I've discovered that if I live away from home, I can get an increase in my student loan.
Really?
I mean, it's peanuts, but it's something. And I could do a few more hours at Jack's, and then I'd be able to, well, not pay my way exactly, but at least I wouldn't be a completely kept woman.
Oh, Brem.
So I'd be much happier if we rented somewhere.
Well, that's settled then.
Oh, no.
Hello?
I don't believe it. I thought it'd be ours yet.
If it's not my dad, it's yours.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Dad.
Thought there were no one here.
Didn't expect you back so soon.
No, well, Neil was in a funny mood. Only stayed for the one point. I didn't feel like sitting there on my own.
That's a shame.
Said he had a terrible time last night. You know this girlfriend of Christopher's?
Venetia Stretfield?
Venetia? I mean, what sort of a name is that?
She's a mate of my cousin Alice.
Well, Neil doesn't think much of her.
Doesn't he?
Family's loaded, apparently, and Susan thinks she's the bee's knees, because Christopher gets to go skiing and to go to the Pony Club ball.
Shouldn't think that was Christopher's scene.
Anyway, they had a round of dinner last night for their anniversary, and Neil's decided she's a spoilt brat who don't know the meaning of money.
Oh, dear.
He's worried sick about Christopher making some ghastly mistake like Emma did.
The real question is, why is Venetia Stretfield slumming it with Chris Carter?
He's quite hunky.
Excuse me?
I'm not saying I fancy him.
Could.
Just that he's got, you know, muscles in all the right places.
I suppose I should thank me lucky stars you and Roy have ended up with nice normal people.
Oh, thanks very much.
Now then, what's on telly tonight?
I don't know.
Where's the Radio Times?
It's by your chair.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll just go make a cup of tea and then we'll see if there's a half-decent movie on, shall we? Either of you want a cuppa?
No,
No, thanks, Mike.
Okay. Hold on me a minute.
Sorry.
Getting to be the story of our lives, isn't it?
I was sure he'd be out for another hour at least.
Well, that's it. First thing tomorrow, we start looking for a place of our own.
Matt has put a padlock on the drinks cupboard.
Oh, that's sweet of him.
No, it isn't.
Keeping temptation out of your way.
Oh, you sit down to dinner, he'll open a bottle of wine. And then he'll slurp it and exclaim about its subtle fruits and woody undertones.
Oh, well, that's not very kind.
And then if he doesn't finish the bottle, he'll mark the level of the wine.
But no!
Just so he can check that I haven't had a crafty swig. Well, not that I could, because then he locks it up in the cupboard again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, I'm glad somebody thinks it's funny.
Oh, sorry.
I don't suppose you've got an open bottle of gin about the place.
Oh, no.
Oh, please, Jenny.
I don't want to be the one who knocks you off the straight and narrow.
I have this overwhelming urge just to sniff a gin bottle.
Just let me pop these in the oven and I'll make us a cup of tea.
Oh, no more tea. I'm sick to death of tea.
Afternoon. Oh, hello, Lillian. How are you?
Terrible. Just telling your mother. At night I dream of large gin and tonics.
Well, it's on a whole week now.
I know.
Must be getting easier.
I thought I deserved a little treat for having lasted 7 whole days. All my nearest and dearest have turned into heartless fiends.
Well, it's for your own good.
No, it's not. It's for the good of the church. A cause for which I care very little at the best of times.
Oh, Lillian?
Brian in the office?
No, darling. He's gone out.
I'm beginning to think he's avoiding me.
No.
Only he promised to give me a decision on the new combine this week.
Well, he's gone to see Max.
Max who?
Max the accountant.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
He was only here a couple of weeks ago. We went right through the farm accounts. Why does Brian need to see him again?
Ian?
Oh, no. Caught in the act.
I was hoping to find you home.
No, you're not to tell Adam I was having a fag. He thinks I'm cutting down. Well, why aren't you at work?
It's my afternoon for counselling.
All right, well, the wonderful Denise?
She's not wonderful at all. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
What, since when?
Since this afternoon. I walked out.
You did what?
There was no point in carrying on.
Hold on, are we talking about the same counsellor here? You know, the one who last week was so brilliant and positive and was showing you how to get your life back on track?
I got the wrong impression.
Okay.
She's just so dogmatic. I mean, she's expecting me to do things I can't possibly. Well, not for months and months.
Okay, come on. Let's go inside and have a cup of tea. And you can tell me where it's all gone wrong.
But it's the Pony Club ball tomorrow.
And I was thinking I might give that a miss.
Oh, you can't back out now.
Well, what fun is a ball without the odd glass of bubbly?
dancing's fun, isn't it?
Well, only when you've had a couple of stiff ones to get you in the mood.
Hello.
Oh, hello, darling.
Afternoon, darling. How's it going?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
What do you think?
Lack of gin?
It's really depressing to wake up in the morning and know that's the best you're going to feel all day.
Look, I'll tell you what, Lily. If you make it through to Easter, I will personally write you a cheque for £500.
At this moment, Brian, I would willingly pay £500 for a large G&T. Oh, anyway, thanks for the cuppa, Jenny.
Let me get your coat.
And that's another thing about being sober. I feel cold all the time.
So we'll see you tomorrow night, then.
Oh, well, I'll think about it. Bye.
Bye.
Dear. I don't know about Lillian lasting till Easter.
Oh, no chance.
I don't think I can stand another 5 weeks of that.
Any tea going?
Oh, that'll be stewed. I'll make some fresh. But have a rock bun just out of the oven.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, how did you get on?
Fine.
Adam was rather surprised you'd gone to see Max.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Said you had a long session with him only a couple of weeks ago.
No, this wasn't about the accounts. One or two other things I needed to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
These new IHT rulings for
stuff. Oh, the inheritance tax.
Hmm. You know, I think it's time we made some decisions about the holiday cottages, Jenny. Max agreed.
Mm-hmm. What exactly?
Well, there are liabilities, you know, in tax terms.
Yeah, so you keep telling me.
Well, perhaps you ought to think about dealing with it, you know, for the sake of the kids.
And how would we do that, then?
Well, if you give Kate and Alice one each...
Really? Oh, that's a very good idea.
Good.
And was that all you talked about?
Well, no. I need to knock around a few options, you know, about the future.
Mm-hmm. What sort of options?
I want to take life easier, Jenny. Don't mind admitting, that spell in the lambing shed really took it out of me this time.
I know, darling.
That's what's decided me.
What?
I've had enough. Don't want to do it anymore. I'm too old.
And how many times have I heard that in the last few years?
This time I'm serious.
So, what are you going to do? Sell up?
Well, we could do, darling. Yeah. The way land prices have firmed up, we've covered it rather well. Give each of the children a cash settlement and retire somewhere warm and sunny. How does that sound?
Wonderful, darling, but you would be bored stiff.
I'm not so sure.
So, is that what we are going to do, then?
Well, it's very tempting. Max took me through the figures.
Gosh.
On the other hand...
Oh, yes.
I have to say, things are looking a lot brighter in farming these days. Cereal prices are recovered, lamb prices are buoyant. There's more of a buzz about.
Yeah, I knew it. You're not going to give up, are you?
Well, what I really want is to take more of a back seat. Yeah, I mean, all right, stay involved, but maybe not quite so hands-on.
Well, that's easy. Hand it over to Adam. He's just itching to take on more responsibility.
Well, to be honest, I'm rather taken with that idea of Debbie's.
Oh, Brian.
Well, think about it, Jenny. If we contract out the arable work, it's going to free us up no end. It means more time together for us.
And Adam would hate it.
And then there's the capital it'll release. I worked it through with Max. Serious money we're talking here.
And what would we do with it?
Get a little holiday home in the sun somewhere. Is that so awful?
If it's going to upset Adam...
He'll do all right out of it, too. With some spare cash to put into expanding that soft fruit business of his.
Tell me, darling, why are you so against him taking over?
What?
The arable.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I just don't think he's an arable sort of chap.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Brian. When he first came home, maybe, but he's been working with you long enough. He's surely learnt the ropes by now.
It's too much for him, on top of all his other enterprises.
Well... Maybe you should let him be the judge of that. Talk of the devil.
What? What's going on?
I went to see the accountant this afternoon.
Yes, Mum said. What's the verdict? Can we afford this new combine?
We didn't actually get round to the capital replacement.
So what did you talk about?
Debbie's idea.
Oh, no, not that again.
I just thought I'd run it past him.
It was a crazy idea when she thought of it. Makes even less sense now.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Oh, come on, Brian. This farm's really motoring at the moment.
I know.
And we've only just got the estate contract back. To consider giving it all up now...
We wouldn't be giving it up. We'd just be handing over the drilling, spraying and combining to other people.
Let them have all the aggro.
Look what happened when the estate was left to contractors. Drilling late, spraying all over the place, lousy yields. Is that what you want?
It doesn't have to be like that.
No, it doesn't. If we carry on doing it ourselves.
I told you, Brian. I told you you'd hate it.
Look, if you really want to take a step back, fine. Just let me take over the management.
Exactly what I said.
But according to Debbie's figures...
Debbie's not here, is she? Debbie doesn't work on this farm, but I do.
It's not just that. I mean, around Christmas and before that, when everything was... When I was a bit, you know... And I was going out every night, going to clubs and bars and generally... overdoing things.
Yeah.
She's saying I should go back.
What, to her club?
Yeah. Revisit the scene of my... Well, you know, where I made such a fool out of myself.
Okay.
No, not okay. There's no way I can... Can you imagine? I mean, just how embarrassing it would be? Being reminded of the mess I made.
Yeah, but isn't that the point?
What?
That... Well, that you're kind of horribly embarrassed about what you got up to, and you have to be able to get past that, you know, so you can put it behind you.
No, I can't.
So you're just going to sit at home for the rest of your life?
No. No, I go out. I've been to the cinema, and I've been for a pizza with Kirsty.
But you haven't been to a bar?
No. No way.
Well, and you can't imagine ever going into a bar again?
Well, I don't know. Maybe one day.
Well, you know, just walking in with a couple of friends and having a glass of wine and a chat and then going home? You don't think you could do that?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, whereas Denise thinks she can. I mean, she reckons you can handle it.
But I can't.
So, I mean, what do we conclude? That she has more faith in you than you have in yourself?
What?
That she believes in you. And she wants to give you a wee push to make you believe in yourself.
Do you think that's what she's doing?
I mean, she's the therapist, not me, but that's what it sounds like. She just wants you to challenge yourself.
It's just really scary.
But that's the point, isn't it? It's all about, well, I don't know, what is it they say? Feel the fear and do it anyway?
Yeah.
So will you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well... I think you should. Challenge yourself. Have the guts.
Oh, all right. I'll try.
Ian, you still here?
Yeah, and here.
Right, I better be going.
Well, you don't have to rush off.
You're not going to believe what Brian... Oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
Oh, it's okay, I was just leaving.
No, are you sure?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you'll be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. And look, thanks ever so much. You're quite right, of course.
Hey, look, I'll see you out.
No, no, I can find my own way.
You sure?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Adam.
Bye.
So what's your problem?
Brian.
I think I should start charging for this.
What?
Oh, sorry, never mind. So what's he done now?
Well, I have worked my socks off since last summer.
I know you have.
Everything's back on track, things are running really smoothly, we're showing a decent profit, and what does he do?
What?
He resurrects that balmy scheme of Debbie's for contracting everything out. I mean, what am I supposed to do, Ian? What am I supposed to do?
The poor boy must feel he's banging his head against a brick wall.
I have to look at the bigger picture.
Don't you think he's doing a good job?
Yes, of course he is.
So why not let him do more?
Because I just feel that Debbie's scheme...
Oh, Brian, Debbie's got a good job in Hungary and she's got her contract with Matt, but Adam's here on the shop floor.
Look, I want to do what's best for you and me and for the whole family.
Including Adam?
Yes, of course, including Adam.
Then please say you'll reconsider.
All right, all right. But you've got to remember, Jenny, it's not just him I've got to think of. It's all the children.
See you later, Susan.
Hello.
Oh, Elizabeth.
How's Eddie getting on?
Any over with you today?
What?
Well, that's what he told me. Going over Lower Loxley with the digger, he said.
Oh, that's today, is it?
Didn't he turn up?
Well, I don't know. I've been into Felpsham this morning and then see Mum and Dad.
Oh, dear.
No, don't worry, Clary. I'm sure he'll be there.
Well, it's just I have to keep a bit of an eye on him at the moment. And he's given up drinking for Lent, you see.
Yes, that's what I was asking about. How's he doing?
Well, he's managed it so far, which is quite a surprise, actually. Now, I'm really proud of him.
I bet.
It's been a bit of a struggle. And if someone, you know, places temptation in his way...
Well, you can be sure Nigel won't. He's so impressed that Eddie's doing it.
Oh, he's going to sponsor in there.
Well, I certainly will.
Oh, I ain't got a form with me at the moment.
I tell you what, get Eddie to bring a form over to Lower Loxley and we'll pass it round the staff.
Now, that's very kind of you.
Do you think he's going to last the course?
Most people are sponsoring him by the day, so if he don't last, at least the church will have something to show for it.
A good idea.
So, Eddie said he were going to dig out your ha-ha.
Yes.
I didn't know you had one.
I know. We've lived perfectly happily with a fence at the end of the garden since, well, for as long as I can remember. But now, nothing but the old ha-ha will do.
And you're reorganising the shop as well.
Sorry?
Kathy was saying.
No.
Oh. I'm sure Kathy said...
No, she came up with some idea for changing things around, but it didn't seem worth the effort.
Oh, sorry. I thought, no, I must have got it wrong.
Anyway, it's time I was getting back. We've got a ball to organise. Nigel is supposed to be supervising arrangements, but I suspect he's much more interested in his ha-ha.
Sorry, can I get you something to drink?
Oh, what would I not give for a long, cold glass of beer?
I meant a cup of tea or something.
I was afraid that's what you meant. I'm all right, Todd.
You're doing a fantastic job.
It's not difficult. Like you said, the retaining wall's still there. I just have to follow the line of it.
Will it need rebuilding, do you think?
Yeah, looks pretty solid to me, what I've uncovered so far.
Oh, good.
Well, you'll have to decide what you want done with all the spoil.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that.
You're going to give me an awful lot of it by the time I get to the end.
Not really spoil, though, is it? Looks like perfectly good topsoil.
A bit disappointing, really.
Why?
I sort of imagine, well, whoever it was filled it in the first place, maybe they had something to hide.
You were expecting to dig up a body, were you?
Or some sort of hidden treasure.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, no such luck, I'm afraid. Not so far. Any road, best get on.
Eddie, I don't suppose... I could have a go, could I?
A go?
Yeah, with the digger. I've always wanted to drive one of those things.
Well...
Ever since I was a little kid.
God, I don't suppose it can do much damage.
And if I do, well, it's my own ha-ha.
Not like you to leave work early.
Oh, I know. But it's been such a hectic week. And I'm really tired.
Oh, dear.
So I thought I'd better have a good long soak in the bath and put my feet up for a couple of hours. Otherwise, I'm not going to survive this evening.
Caroline, we don't have to go.
Of course we do. You've been looking forward to it for weeks.
Well, it's usually quite a jolly affair, the Pony Club ball. Not just the usual stuffed shirts doing their stately foxtrots around the floor.
Is that how you see yourself? A foxtrotting stuffed shirt?
I dare say that's how the youngsters see me. I hear they've got a DJ tonight, so whether there'll be anything we can actually dance to...
I hope they won't completely ignore us oldies.
There's a long way to go before you qualify as an oldie, my darling.
Sweet of you to say so. But I have got 30 years on most members of the Pony Club.
There you are. One cup of tea.
Oh, bless you.
So, things are still a bit frantic at Grey Gables, are they?
Mm-hmm.
No sign of a lull in the foreseeable future.
Why?
Well, it's just the Paris show.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oliver.
It'll only be for a couple of days.
We've got a major conference next week. The hotel's fully booked. And I've got so many staff off with flu.
Oh, well. Just if one's going to study artisan cheesemaking, France is obviously the place to go.
Some other time, huh?
And the SEMA show seems such a perfect opportunity. I mean, there it is in Paris.
Well, so go. Just because I can't.
Well, it won't be much fun on my own.
Take somebody else.
Who?
I don't know. One of your farming chums. Somebody's bound to be interested.
I was talking to Brian about it the other day.
Brian?
Yeah, he went a couple of years ago. Very memorable experience, he said.
You wouldn't want to go with Brian, would you?
No, not particularly. Oh, hang on. I've just had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Ed.
Ed?
Yeah, I was thinking just the other day how well he's doing. I mean, he's really settled in these past few months. He's reliable. He hasn't lost his enthusiasm for the job.
He's proved you right.
Well,
you had faith in him when other people had written him off.
Yes, I suppose.
But would you really want to go to Paris with him?
Well, why not?
Wouldn't be my first choice of travelling companion.
No, no, but, well, he'd appreciate it so much more than someone like Brian or David. I mean, they'd be to hundreds of agricultural shows. Be a new experience for him.
But who's going to do the milking? Who'd look after the cows?
Oh, we can sort that out.
But if you're not here either...
Joe will do it.
You can't rely on Joe.
Okay, then. Eddie.
Eddie?
Well, he's back on speaking terms with Ed, you know.
Yes, I know, but...
I mean, I bet he'd be glad to help out.
Has he forgiven you?
Me? What for?
This was his farm, remember? And he's never been able to forget.
Hi, Eddie. How's it going?
Oh, we're fine.
I bumped into Clara this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
She was telling me how proud she is of you.
Proud?
Giving up alcohol for Lent.
Oh, don't remind me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and I think of the long hours of the evening stretching ahead, with nothing to drink except flavoured water of one sort or another.
Have you tried apple juice?
Well, apple, orange, cranberry, pomegranate.
If you mix apple juice and fizzy water...
You're going to tell me it tastes like cider, aren't you?
Doesn't it?
Not remotely. There is no substitute for the real thing.
Right.
That's for cola. You know, people can drink that stuff.
Hi, Lizzie!
Rachel, what on earth is he doing?
Oh, he just fancied having a go with the digger.
I don't believe it.
It's quite good, actually. Got the hang of it in no time.
Nigel, stop! Stop that thing!
Did you want me?
What do you think you're doing?
Hang on. I can't hear a thing when the engine's running. It's quite noisy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
You're supposed to be keeping an eye on preparations for the ball.
I have been.
You promised me faithfully.
It's fine. Everything's under control.
And how do you know that if you're out here?
I've only been out here for not very long at all. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Yeah. No. Hardly any time at all.
Look at the state of you.
Oh, reckon I'd better get that digger parked up.
Absolutely filthy.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have a bath.
It's going to be dark before we're long.
I'll see you tomorrow, Eddie. And thanks ever so much.
See ya.
I knew it was a mistake.
Digging out the ha-ha?
Getting rid of your car.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you miss driving.
I do not.
I knew you would.
Not in the least. I was banned for a year, remember? And I didn't miss it one jot.
First chance you have to get back behind the wheel and you simply couldn't resist.
I admit, I couldn't resist. But it's nothing to do with driving. I've just always dreamed of having a go in one of those things. Ever since I was about 5.
You're late.
I've been over in Lower Loxley.
Till this time, it's been dark the last half hour.
You seen Dad?
No.
Suppose he's gone in the pub, has he?
No, no, he wouldn't do that.
What a bit.
Well, maybe just for a game of dominoes. Your supper will be ready in 10 minutes.
Oh, I thought you might be up the cider shed.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I went to have a look.
Uh-huh.
And not only is there no sign of Dad, there's a blooming great padlock on the door.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I put it there.
What for?
To save you from yourself.
You what?
I knew temptation would get the better of you.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you, Clary. I thought you had more faith in me.
Oh, come on, admit it, Eddie. You went up there for a drink.
I was looking for Dad.
Yeah, maybe, but you was hoping to knock back a pint or two with cider while you was up there.
Oh, so what if I was? It's been a long, hard day and I got a powerful thirst on me.
Oh. I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
Oh, I don't want a cup of tea.
Oh, I know it's hard, love.
You have no idea.
But folks has pledged loads of money, you know, hundreds of pounds.
I don't care.
Well, I do.
I want a drink.
I think it's wonderful that people have such faith in you. And I ain't going to let you stumble. Not now.
I just think if she's got a problem with my decision, she should come and talk to me about it.
Who?
Kathy.
Uh-huh, what about her?
Oh, Nigel, you're not listening.
Sorry. I was just watching that chap with the floppy hair.
Well, she's been moaning to Kenton that I rejected her plan for reorganising the shop. And we only had a 5-minute conversation about it.
Look at him. What is he doing?
I think he thinks he's John Travolta.
Oh, is that what it is?
He's far too drunk.
Yes, he's certainly a bit swift, isn't he? Whoops! Over he goes. I don't know, young people today.
What do you mean, young people today? You were just as bad.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I never used to fall over.
Huh?
Did I?
All the time. You and Tim Beecham are far worse than this lot.
No, we weren't.
I think you have a rather selective memory, darling.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Elizabeth, you look wonderful.
Yes, doesn't she?
Well, I thought I should make some effort to reflect the Bollywood theme.
Where did you get the sari?
I borrowed it from Usha.
Ah.
You know, I've never really understood. How to stop a sari from falling down?
Well, I cannot tell a lie. Usha did show me how to wrap it round and tuck the little pleats in and everything, but it felt desperately insecure, so I'm afraid I've resorted to safety pins.
Lizzie, you cheat!
I know, I know.
Oh, look at Lillian.
Where?
Over by the door. Oh, foiled again.
What?
She keeps trying to sneak a glass of champagne, but Matt is dogging her steps. And every time she reaches for a glass, he whips it out of her hand.
You've got to feel sorry for her, haven't you?
She volunteered to do it.
Brian hasn't given up in sympathy, has he?
Brian?
Good heavens, man.
Whatever makes you think that?
It's just that I said good evening to him, and he practically bit my head off.
I had a funny conversation with him in the pub the other day, all about inheritance tax.
Hilarious.
Oh, look. There goes another one. That girl in the back was dressed.
Isn't that Felicia Streatfield?
You know her?
She rides for the Hunt. I'm sure somebody told me she was going out with Christopher Carter.
That's right, yes she is.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
What?
Why he's here. I didn't think the Pony Club was quite young Christopher's thing.
Well, I don't see him rushing to Venetia's rescue.
No. Last time I saw him, he was in the bar, engrossed in conversation with a rather attractive barmaid.
He's like a bear with a sore head most of the time.
Oh, dear.
Especially of a morning. Oh, that don't sound too clever.
Hold on a sec, Bert.
He had it going earlier.
Just let me tweak it slightly.
Yeah, it's funny, that.
What?
Eddie being so bad-tempered of a morning. Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? Waking up with a clear head, you'd think that'd make you feel better about things.
You would.
And give you, what do you call it?
Incentive?
Yeah, that's it. An incentive to carry on, but no.
Well, he's done all right so far, and it's been 10 days. When was the last time Eddie went 10 days without a drink?
Oh, I don't know. Not since he was a nipper.
So really, it's quite an achievement.
We used to keep an eye on him, though.
Do you?
Well, otherwise he'd cheat, wouldn't he? Clary's put a blooming great padlock on the cider shed, so if I wants a drink, I has to ask her for the key, which kind of takes the edge off your thirst.
You feel as if you should be giving up as well.
Well, the thought had crossed my mind.
Coming out in sympathy.
But then I think, why should I suffer just because Eddie's made some daft bet with Lillian Bellamy?
Try that, Bert.
Oh, dear. Ah! Oh, well done!
That's it, that should be okay, man. Take her for a spin round the yard.
See, that was embarrassing.
For one horrible moment, I thought it was all going to end in dismal failure.
Oh, no. After all the hours I put in on that engine.
Oh, it's a fine-looking machine.
Well, the look of it, it's all down to Bert. He did the paint job.
Great colour.
They were always red.
That's what they used to call them tractors back in the 60s. Red Giant.
Yep. Well, this one's called Rufus.
Could I have a gold ring?
Oh, well, you better ask Bert.
Well, it's your tractor.
Well... yeah, I suppose, but Bert's the sort of, designated driver.
Ah, well, right then.
Hey, Bert Fry, you going to give me a go?
It's turned out really well.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Well done, you.
And Bert.
It was a really nice gesture buying it for him.
I didn't. Bought it for me.
But so he could use it in his ploughing matches.
Well, I suppose that was part of the reason, but... well, anyway.
Worth all the hard work?
Yeah, a bit of a slog at times, but, well, we got there in the end, didn't we?
He's wet.
Well, he's asked me to go to Paris with him.
What, just you and him?
Yeah.
To Paris?
Yeah, to the SEMA show.
What's that?
Well, it's his agricultural show, it's a big one.
What, you mean near dancing ghettos with Frilly Scots and near Nichols?
Here, can you turn that pump off for us?
We're going to Paris to look at cows and tractors.
Oliver particularly wants to see the cheese.
The cheese?
He's thinking of going to the cheese making.
Well, that's weird.
Why?
You want to look at cheese and going to Underwoods? It's not what you go to Paris for.
This show's massive. It's even bigger than the Royal. Yeah, I'd love to go.
What about you sometimes, Ed?
It all depends if we can find someone to cover me here. What's he doing here?
Who?
Chris Carter. You all right?
Morning.
What brings you down here?
I was looking for you, actually.
Me?
I was just on my way to a job in Waterley Cross.
What sort of job?
The usual.
Shoeing horses?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with me?
Nothing. I was just passing and I remembered. You live in Meadow Rise, right?
So?
I met this girl last night. Really nice girl. So I said, could I, like, call her? And she said, yeah. But I didn't have my phone, so she wrote a number down on this piece of paper. And now I can't find it.
Sad.
But she said she lives in Meadow Rise and she knows you. Her name's Stacey.
Stacey?
Yeah.
Stacey Gallagher?
I don't know her second name.
Kind of skinny, long black hair and a ponytail.
Yeah, that's
her. Well, you know her then.
I'm going to touch her with a barge pole.
Why not?
Because she's a stuck-up cow who'd stab you in the back soon as look at you.
Don't tell me. You drew it on with her, eh? Gave you the frozen mitt?
I did not. She's a very funny boiler.
I thought she was really nice.
I'd steer well clear of ours, you.
I'll take no notice of him, Chris.
Do you know where she lives?
Aye, same block as me.
If I wrote a note, could you give it to her?
Well...
Just stick it through her door or something.
If you're sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hold on, I'll write something now.
I thought you were going out with that posh bird. Veruca or something.
Veruca?
Venetia.
Up through her.
Didn't work out.
I thought you were well in there.
We went to this ball last night.
Ball?
Yeah.
But Cinderella?
No, like Pony Club. All these snotty types drinking champagne by the bucket and yelling their heads off. Really not my scene.
And Veruca?
Got completely hammered and started flirting with this chinless wazzer.
What?
So I spent most of the evening sat at the bar chatting up the barmaid.
Stacey?
Yeah. So, can you give her this?
Aye, okay.
He'll forget.
I will not.
Cheers, mate. Is that Mike?
What? Yeah, it is.
Right, I'd best be off. See ya.
Yeah, bye. Christopher?
Hi, Mike.
What's he doing here?
After some lassie's phone number.
I thought he had a girlfriend.
You mean Veruca? He's dumped her.
Has he?
So he says.
Has he indeed? Well, his dad's going to be well chuffed.
What, Neil? Well, didn't he like her then?
I couldn't stand her. Spoiled little madam with more money and sense, he said.
Right, I reckon I'm just about finished here.
Come for a pint. Hey, hold on, Ed. I've got a bone to pick with you.
What?
I had three customers complain to me today.
Complain? What about?
The milk.
What's wrong with it?
Well, if it'd just been one, I wouldn't have bothered, but three of them?
Well, what they said?
Tastes funny. You haven't changed the cow's diet, have you?
Oh, yeah, a bit. Oh, only we were running low on silage, so I had to buy in something. A load of Swedes. You should have seen them try to split the thing.
Swedes?
This tractor bucket.
You've been feeding them Swedes?
Oh, yeah, just as something to boost their ration, like.
Well, no wonder the milk tastes funny.
Hey?
We could have stopped that right away.
Stop?
Don't look at me like I'm daft. That's obviously what's tainting the milk.
Yeah, but I got 10 tons of the thing.
I don't care.
And Oliver said I'd done really well there.
Yeah, Oliver's never run a dairy herd before, has he?
The cow's a guy, something.
Look, the customers say they don't like it, and what the customer says goes.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but look, we put a lot of work into building up this business, don't forget. And it could all come crashing down around our ears if the customer ain't happy. So take my advice. Lose the Swedes. Now.
I made you a flask of coffee.
Oh, great, thanks.
Oh, if you fancy a break, I could take over for an hour or so.
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah. Just had three pairs of twins arrive simultaneously.
Oh, so I've missed all the action.
Well, so touch wood, should be quiet for a while.
Oh, well.
But, why don't you stay and share this coffee?
Oh, okay.
So, Emma turned up all right?
Yeah, she did. House is looking a whole lot better.
What?
Uh-huh. Oh, and Elizabeth phoned.
Oh, what's she want?
Nothing really. Just a chat.
All right, that's your coffee.
Thanks. They had this pony club ball last night.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Some drunken idiot decided to vault over the fence at the end of the lawn.
Hang on, isn't that where...
Where Eddie's been digging out the ha-ha, yeah.
Oh, no.
So they had to call an ambulance.
Was he all right?
Broken wrist, that's all.
It's the kind of stunt Nigel used to pull.
I know.
You remember when he drove an ice cream van into the lake?
That's not so long ago.
But the ball went okay otherwise?
Sounds like everyone had a great time.
apart from Lillian, who spent the entire evening trying to bribe people to slip her a drink.
Oh, no.
And Brian, who seems to have fallen out with Adam again.
Is he?
Well, he's been to see Debbie, hasn't he?
Hmm. Yeah.
I get the impression that she has ideas about how Home Farm should be run, which don't exactly coincide with Adam's.
Yeah, well, he didn't just go to see Debbie.
What?
Brian, this last trip, it wasn't only to see Debbie. He went to see Siobhan as well.
Oh, no.
And Rory, of course.
Does Jennifer know?
No.
Oh, David.
I know.
Is that what he was talking about when he came here on Sunday?
Yep.
Oh, I did wonder what... I knew something had upset you.
He did this before, do you remember?
Yeah.
Decides he has to talk to somebody about it and for some reason picks on me. I wish to God he wouldn't. I told him, I said, don't want to know. And I really didn't want to be a party to his deceiving Jennifer.
Well, you wouldn't.
And I meant to... I should have told you at the time, but...
It's okay.
Just... I couldn't... Somehow, I couldn't...
I know.
Because of... You know, because of you and me and...
Yeah.
And everything, but... Well, anyway, I made it perfectly clear to Brian. I told him in no uncertain terms that he got to sort his life out and get his priorities right because... You know, he very nearly wrecked his marriage over this.
Yeah.
And he's in terrible danger of doing it again.
I'm glad you've told me. I was worried in case it was...
And all this, you know, all this stuff about the future of Home Farm, that's not the result of talking to Debbie. That was seeing Rory. Seeing his son.
There you are. Get that, didn't you?
Cheers.
Oh, come on, cheer up. It's not the end of the world.
Although, quite what you do with 10 tons of redundant sweets.
Oh, shut up.
Ask Oliver.
No.
You know it today.
I can't go running to Oliver with every little problem. He pays me to look after the herd. Anyway, he didn't know, did he?
Know what?
The Swedes would take the milk. I mean, he was dead chuffed. Said I'd shown great initiative. Reckon that's the reason he offered me the Paris trip.
Afternoon.
Oh, Grandad, what are you doing here?
Oh, well...
Here, Joe, come sit yourself down.
Will you... Your dad's working over Lower Loxley till late, so I can enjoy a pint or two with a clear conscience.
Huh?
I told you, my dad's giving up booze, isn't he?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he gets a bit antsy if he finds out the rest of us have been having a drink.
So you'll not be drowning your sorrows the night, then?
I'm going to let my dad stop me.
What's the matter with you?
Just nothing.
I bought a load of sweets to feed the cows. I mean, the customers are complaining because the milk tastes funny.
Oh, you've been feeding them at the wrong time then, haven't you?
What?
Before milking. Your cow needs time to digest, you see. Break the stuff down.
What are you saying? If I fed them at a different time...
So that was obvious. Really, it's like when your mum goes all Frenchified and puts garlic in the dinner.
I always know when she's done that.
Yeah, we all stinks to this stuff, don't we?
You do, huh?
Yeah, but after a while, we absorbs it, you see. We don't stink no more.
So the cows get the Swedes right after milking,
that's it. By the time your next milking comes round, the cows will have time to digest it, and the milk will be sweet again.
Grandad, I think you might just have saved my life.
Well, in that case, you can buy me another pint.
Hang on. You're not going to carry on with it.
What?
The Swedes.
Well, if Grandad says it's okay.
Yeah, what Mike said. We lose customers, the whole business could go belly up.
You doubted my word.
Well, I wouldn't risk the business.
If it works.
And I'll tell you, when Mike finds out you've ignored his advice, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in Birmingham by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.